Welcome back to the Too Much Podcast with the Remedy and Libby.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, hello. Hey, how's it going?
It's going good because we just looked at the house, you guys, that we were talking about.
It's been a big week.
We did. Wow. We did because this time last week we heard about it for the first time.
So true. Moments before.
Moments before. And now we just looked at it. And what does it have, Remedy?
It has a podcasting room.
It has a specific podcasting
room. For real. It's perfect.
I don't know what else you would use it for, to be honest.
Yeah. The landlord listed it as office space.
So it's like, yeah, it's our office space.
But I wouldn't necessarily want that to be my office space.
Like, no.
It's a podcasting room.
That's what the
original owners built it for.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that. But
back in the 1900s when it was built, they built it for
a podcast.
Podcasting.
Yeah, they knew. They knew what the future held.
So we just looked at that. So fun.
Yeah.
Walking distance from my current house.
Yeah, half a mile to be exact, according to Strava.
If you want to follow us on Strava, give us a follow on Strava.
Remedy loves the social aspect of Strava.
I love it. I think it's so fun. I follow like influencers on Strava.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to follow them.
Aiden Blake. You know him.
Huh?
He's one of the New York City podcasters.
Oh, one of those boys. My gosh.
I need to say something.
What?
Last night, me and Libby did this. We hosted this event for 18 girls. It's hard to explain. Well, I guess not really. You guys know what the Forge is by now. And we had the Forge girls over at my house and like just hosted them for the night. And we were like talking to them and giving them some advice about post Forge life because they're about to graduate. If you're listening to this and you're in the Forge, literally shout out, you girls, our newest listeners. But one of the girls said something
to me. It was a promotion event
that I'm gonna speak about, that or not speak about, I'm gonna think about for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it was really big.
She looked at me and she said, do you know Brooke and Connor make a podcast? And I was like, yeah girl, I know Brooke and Connor make a podcast. And she was like, you are if Brooke was a Christian.
Crazy.
And I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. And then Libby was like, does that make me Connor? And she was like,
I was like, honestly, like I don't really want to be Connor. It's okay. It's okay.
Oh man. But yeah, so if I needed some motivation to keep going with the podcast, which I didn't, but if I did, it would be that. I started recording a TikTok right before that event started. Because all the people were coming over to my house at 7 p.m. I was sitting on my couch at 5:40 and I didn't have the ingredients for the dip that I was going to make. Like, needed to clean my house, needed to move furniture. And I was like, okay. And so I got up at 5:40, went to the store, got the stuff that I needed, came back, and I started to make a TikTok saying, watch me throw together an event for 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
As fast as I can.
You did it too.
And then I stopped recording like 1 minute.
Won't she do it?
And Libby made, oh my gosh, I was thinking about those cookies.
Really?
Today.
They were pretty good.
I wanted one.
We had book club on Monday. Oh my gosh, Remedy wasn't there.
I wasn't there because the Florida Gators won the national championship and that
huge
took precedent.
Yeah, that's fair. Good for you. Congrats.
Thank you.
Well, Remedy and I's book club had book club on Monday. She wasn't there. And we read Sunrise on the Reaping.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, have you read it at all?
No.
You haven't opened it?
I've read 12 pages.
Okay. I think you should read it. It was good. Today I saw someone sent me a reel of casting, like people that are rumored to be casted in it. And it's like looking pretty good. I'm thinking it's going to be a good movie. It was pretty gory, the book.
My muse, Brooke, she said she cried in every chapter of it.
Wow. That's a bad expectation to have going in, to be honest.
Okay, great.
At first, I felt like it was like really young. Like some things just, and like there's also a lot of people from the OG books in it, which is like cool, but some of it feels like a stretch. But then by the time the game started, it was so gory that I was like, oh my gosh, never mind. This isn't young anymore.
Wow.
Really gory. Yeah. So
similar topic, but not. I have a question for you. It's about media. Have you watched Severance?
No, but I have intentions to at one point in my life, but not right now. I have had so many, I mean, most people in my life are talking about it right now, but yeah. For some reason, I'm just kind of like, I don't really want to be watching serious TV right now. The only TV I want to be watching, if I'm watching TV, is New Girl or Survivor. And like, other than that, I don't really want to be watching my TV.
That's great.
Are you obsessed with it?
It's so interesting because I'm not necessarily obsessed with it in the sense of, I've finished season one and I'm 2 episodes into season two. There are 10 episodes in season two. And I'm not necessarily obsessed. When I finish an episode, I'm not like, oh my gosh, I need to know what happens in the next one, which is kind of how I get with shows. This is more so just like, I'm obsessed with the concept and like, I'm obsessed with the big picture of it all. And there are some big things that I want to figure out, but I'm not like sitting there like, this is crazy. This is crazy. Like, I almost feel like it's not as crazy as people say that it is. But I really do love it. Like, I'm obsessed. I love dystopian stuff. It is so intriguing to me. It's pretty dystopian.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Which I guess makes sense from what I've seen and heard about it.
But it's not scary or gory or, like, really violent.
I heard
violent.
It's kind of creepy a little bit.
There are some creepy characters, I would say, where I'm just like, ew, I don't like when you're on the screen. Like, you're intense and weird.
Yeah.
But I'm really loving it, so I can't wait for whenever you decide to watch it.
What do you know about White Lotus?
I actually know nothing about it to the point where last night I almost Googled what is White Lotus.
Because people have been really talking about it, and I'm feeling like there's probably a reason I don't watch it. I think it might be pretty inappropriate.
Okay. I wouldn't be shocked by that.
Yeah, but like, I'm also kind of like, the way people talk about it, I'm like, I don't know, like a fun vacation show. I just like don't think that's what it is. Like, I think it's kind of might be scary and inappropriate. So I don't know. There's just like, I think more people would be watching it than I know if it was okay, totally. You know?
And I don't really hear about it from my close circles.
Nobody. I don't hear about it from anybody I know in real life.
Yeah.
There's got to be a reason. I'll figure it out, guys.
My other update is that I am having a heating pad on right now because I'm having a heating pad on right now. Because I'm experiencing horrible abdominal cramps. And I don't know, like, I might be a little blocked up. Like, it feels really vulnerable, I guess, to talk about bowel movements on this podcast. But I feel safe here. And I'm just like,
hey, okay. I'm glad you feel safe.
Ow, what is happening to me? This has legit never happened to me before. And my mom's being like, please let me drive down, take you to the ER. And I'm like, Mom.
She's trying to make up for the squirrel.
Literally, she is. And I'm like, you take me to the ER and they're going to prescribe to me the $4 bottle of stool softener I just bought.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So wish me luck. Like, keep me in your thoughts and prayers. Like, hopefully by the time you're listening to this, I'm healed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I just laid eyes on your khakis across the
room.
No! And they met, like, with such a jump scare.
Don't look at those khakis.
Incredible jump scare. Wow. There they are.
I have to wear khakis for my job in the summer, if you don't know.
And air it out. And this summer, coming out of the closet, blowing some dust off.
No, no, don't look at those khakis.
They're just sitting there right in front of my face.
Okay, Libby, why don't you tell the people what we're going to be talking about today?
I'm curious how I'm going to explain how we got here. So, Remedy is someone who is known for having crushes.
That's true.
And so a phrase that was thrown out by me when we were even just talking about the podcast was Remedy's crush count. And then randomly I got a text from Remedy that said, I'm doing some research. How many crushes have you had in your life? So I listed them out by name and counted and gave her a number.
And then we took it from there.
Yeah. And then we said, wait, we should really do some like actual field research with the people that we know and get some numbers, get some definitions, and just talk about crushes, what they are, and what, because some people have very different definitions of them.
Yes.
And also the amount of crushes that you've had in your life really is kind of, it's like pretty telling about you, I think.
Yeah.
It's like a personality trait.
Also, like, dependent on what your definition of a crush is.
Yes.
So I think it's going to be really interesting to talk about. We're obviously going to share our answers, but we're going to see what the people said. And we tried to poll a variety of people, guys and girls, married and single, different types of people. So I'm excited. Libby, how would you define a crush?
Oh, and you know what? I never answered that question.
Oh.
I think for me, the way that I defined it and like the people that I actually counted was people that I would say like were my crush.
Okay.
At a point in my life. It's like, this is my crush right now. Like, this is the person I have a crush on. It's not just simply attraction. It's not simply like noticing someone. It's like, this is a person that I am very interested in and want to get to know more. And maybe I know more about them, and the more I know about them, the stronger my crush gets.
Okay. So what does it take for you to be able to say, this is my crush? I think is
totally a great question. I think the moment I'm voicing it to someone.
Okay.
And like telling someone like, wait, I think I have a crush on this person. Like if I'm feeling it, I'm going to tell someone pretty soon. So I think for me, that's kind of like when it becomes like an actual crush, is when I'm actually talking about that person. Because if I don't have a crush on someone, I'm not going to talk about them. But if I have a crush on someone, I'm going to talk about them to people.
For sure.
You know? And I don't know if that's a great definition, but I think in the people I'm thinking of, I'm like, yeah, those are.
They fit that definition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
What about you? How would you define a crush?
My definition of a crush is, they have to be taking up space in my brain for an extended amount of time. And what I mean by extended amount of time is at least a week and a half for me personally. That's all I'll say. They're taking up space in my brain for about a week and a half at least. And I am I'm constantly noticing them when I'm in situations with them.
Yes, being very aware of them.
And I'm desiring that they would also be noticing me. And I'm kind of just wanting to be around with them and flirt with them.
And you're thinking through every single interaction you have with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And every interaction is feeling significant.
Yeah.
The hesitation.
Well, I just have to think about it because you're adding words to my definition. Before I say, yeah, I want to make sure that I really do.
Well, I'm just like, yeah, because I agree.
I'm running through the people.
Yes. Right. I had to think through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Should we say our number now or should we save it till the end?
Okay. I want to give everybody 5 seconds to think about how many crushes they think that we have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Now, let's see if you guys are right. You go first. And this is in your lifetime.
In your lifetime, I made a list of names. So people, also, it's just like if it was significant enough for me to remember.
Yeah.
I said 12 people.
Okay. You've had 12 crushes.
When
was your first one? Like the first person on your list?
Kindergarten.
Okay.
Yeah.
My list also starts with kindergarten.
Yeah. Yeah. His name was Drew. I think he liked me too. People made fun of us for dating. So maybe he was my first boyfriend. I don't know. We'll never know.
Of you for dating.
Yeah. I was like really sad. It was like a second grader. And she was like, boyfriend, girlfriend. And he like was like, no, like stop. And he was really sweet. Miss you, Drew. Wonder where you are now.
True. Okay. My number is 25. I've had 25 crushes in my lifetime, which is almost one crush for every year. Which, when I think about it that way, is like,
it's honestly not a lot.
It's not a lot. I initially thought that my number was going to be like in the 50s.
Yeah.
Because again, like Libby said, I am just a person who like can get a crush on someone easily. But when I actually thought about my definition, I'm like, no, just because I've like paid you any sort of attention or like thought that you were cute didn't mean that you were my crush.
Yes.
So, yeah, I've had 25.
25.
My first also started in kindergarten.
What was his name?
Trenton.
Yeah.
And another girl in my crush, also had a crush on him. And I have this vivid memory of us being in our art room one day, watching a video on the projector. Lights are off. She somehow convinces Trenton. This was crazy. I did not go to like a crazy school or anything. She has Trenton's head in her lap. And she's playing with his hair.
This is kindergarten?
Kindergarten. And I've thought about it ever since then, legitimately.
That's incredibly inappropriate.
And I'm like, wait, that was so inappropriate. And I think it kind of defined what's appropriate for me in my life. No, it like started that, defining. And that's
the line I'm not crossing.
I'm not crossing that.
What was her name?
I like want to say it was Brooke, but I don't remember. I might be confusing her with somebody else.
I will say two of mine were just like those boys that me and all my friends had crushes on.
Yeah.
But I will say like I did have a crush on them at a given point, but they also were just like, they were red and blue. You know, like those were the code names for them. One was red, one was blue. And it was just like, who would you have a crush on at this, like now?
For sure.
They were the two boys. They were the only ones to have crushes on.
I love that.
Yeah, it was awesome. Did you have boys like that?
Red or blue? Not necessarily. There was like a boy that I went to elementary, middle, and high school with who was like number one in everybody's eyes. Mm-hmm. And at any given point, like I could have a crush on him, which also makes me think about the fact, do you have I've been talking about this recently. Default. Do you have a default crush? Like when you're not having a crush on somebody for real in your life, is there someone that you're like, oh yeah, my default crush. I'm always safe with you.
There has been, but I would say no.
Not currently.
But I definitely have had those in my life.
Yeah.
For sure. That it's kind of like, okay, a crush doesn't work out. Okay, I'm back to this other crush. Which you for sure have.
I have. I have two of those, technically.
Technically.
Like, oh yeah, that didn't work out. But I'm back to my default crush. One.
At least I'll always have this one.
I kind of love that about myself.
Yeah, I do too.
Thank you.
Keeps things interesting.
Okay, Libby, the next question that I have for you is, how many people do you think have had a crush on you in your lifetime?
When we talked about this originally, I was able to come up with a number. Mm-hmm. 8?
I think so.
Is what I said.
I think so.
I think I said, yeah. Yeah.
I think you said 6 at first and then
I was like, wait, 8. Yeah. People that I'm like, no, for sure. But I'm sure there were some people that were crushing on me that I didn't know about.
For sure. Yeah.
What about you?
I said 12.
Yeah.
Like maybe 12 is what I said.
Okay. And my next question is, of the crushes that you've had, how many of them have had crushes on you at one point? Maybe not at the same time.
Okay. We worded it as like, out of all of those crushes, how many have pursued you? I guess that's true.
Yes.
And then like, also how many have you potentially pursued?
Mm-hmm.
So let me pull up my list. My number is, I said that 8 have pursued me to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
Even if that means that we weren't like officially dating, like they have treated me in a clear way that I'm like, you are interested in me and you need to ask me out. Not in like a confusing way. You know, there are boys that I'm like, like you have a crush on me. Like, you just admit it. Like,
mm-hmm.
But this is actually like, we're texting consistently. Like, we are like, he's just being a backdoor. So I said that 8 have pursued me to an extent. I have told 2 people to stop being confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told 1 just straight up that I have a crush on them.
Mm-hmm.
I really had to break down that number.
Of these people, I'm going to say the people I've told I had a crush on. 3.
Okay.
Of these people that have pursued, pursued me? 0. Flirted with me? 12 out of 12.
Amazing.
And that might have been the chicken or the egg. I don't know.
For sure.
Did they flirt with me and then I liked him, or did I like him and then they flirted with me? Who knows? We'll never know.
I was also thinking with mine, because out of that 8, I've legitimately have actually dated some of those people, but I'm like, I don't really know if I ever had a crush on you, which I know sounds crazy.
People that you've dated, you said?
Yeah. I've liked them.
Yeah.
But I don't really know if I ever like had a crush on them. which I guess by my definition, sure. But I'm like, I'm already receiving your attention. Mm-hmm. I know you already like me.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's different. It's different.
Mm-hmm. Crushes are so much more fun. I was looking at my list and looking at the boys that I indicated have pursued me to an extent. Dated him. Did not date him, but that was interesting. Dated him.
Looking, like, if you ever do this and, like, you make a list by name, it's sickening.
It's sickening.
It, like, feels like, I'm like, if all these people were in a room.
For sure.
I'd immediately eject. I'd hit eject.
I was in love with someone on this list.
Oh, someone or multiple someones?
Someone.
The amount of people on the list that you said were your soulmate, how many is that?
One was my soulmate. One of them I was in love with. And that's it.
Okay.
And neither of them have dashes next to their name.
What's the dash mean?
The dash is meaning like...
They liked you back.
There's been pursuit. Oh my gosh. Okay, wait. And then I want to ask this question before we get into that.
Okay.
How much money would you be willing to pay to see a list of all the people that have had a crush on you?
I don't want to see it.
So you would pay no money?
I'd pay no money. Because I'd pay money to not see it because I think that
you're like keep that away from me.
I think that my list, honestly, there wouldn't be people on it that I would expect to be on it.
Uh-huh.
And then the people who would be on it, I would be like, ugh.
For sure.
So it's just like
be like, ugh.
Not, you know what I mean? It's just like I'd rather live in like,
well, that's the fun world of the crush.
Like, I just would rather think that those people had a crush on me when they really didn't.
And
it's more fun.
I genuinely think it's more enjoyable of an experience, more fun to be like, whatever. Like, I know that person has a crush on me. Like,
totally. Very delusional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's true and sometimes it's probably not based off of their own definition. But I'm like, based off of my definition, you've got a crush on me.
Yeah. Totally. What about you? How much would you pay?
I said that I would consider paying $50. Okay. Which I thought that I would pay much more. But then I thought about it and I was like, nah, it'll ruin.
Ruin?
That'll ruin 26 years of fun for me.
Totally.
Of what if, of what limbo.
If, the what if.
So.
That's the fun of a crush is the what if, but it's also the absolutely devastating nature of a crush.
Okay, so let's get into the survey. Which, if we weren't clear, the survey that we sent to people had the questions on it that we just asked each other. So we asked, what's your definition of a crush? How many crushes have you had in your lifetime? How many people do you think have had a crush on you? Pursuit question, and how much money?
Mm-hmm.
We kind of, it was like, the entire time I was reading through these results, it was like thinking of Steve Harvey on Family Feud. We polled 100 men. Out of those men, how many people do you think they've had a crush on?
Yeah, you should do that. They should do that on Family Feud.
They should. That should be one of the questions. Okay, Libby, you got some results?
Yes, so we received results from 24 people. I have 24 definitions right here. The worst definition I see upon glance is romantic interest.
That is legitimately the worst definition.
The best I see, I'll read now. A crush is someone who you think is cute that you specifically think about when a love song comes on the radio. That's a good one. That's a good. I think there are levels. Level one, celebrity crush / stranger crush. These are more unrealistic where you are not always thinking about them and it's never going to happen, but they are cute, so it's fun to have a crush. Level two, a crush. This is a basic crush on a person that you think is cute. It could happen and maybe timing will be right for sparks to fly. Level three, the crush. This is what I think my definition is. This is where you look at a person and you describe them as your crush. Wording is important here because you don't have a crush on that person. That's a verb. This is a noun. That person is my crush. This is who appears in your mind when Love Story by Taylor Swift plays. When you see a cool view, you picture them next to you. You think, I would be nervous to just hold their hand. I think that's a beautiful definition. But I think that I think that most other definitions in this survey fall under one of these levels.
Totally.
So some people said that level one, just like thinking about them, being nervous, thinking they're cute, is a crush. So those people probably said they've had 40 crushes in their lifetime.
Yeah.
People who say a crush is just like maybe like sparks could fly, maybe like you think they're cute, they probably said like 20. But then people who said like this is my crush, we got like 6, you know?
Yeah.
So those are like, I feel like those are great. Those are great descriptors. Are you seeing anything that you feel the need to point out?
Let's see. This one's funny to me. When you like someone but don't like someone. Wait. When you like someone but don't like someone. A little flirt with not much action. Parentheses. Until it's a crush. Crush. Like, bruh.
What? I was going to read the one that says, when you like someone enough where they keep coming up in your brain. Flirt it up.
Flirt it up. Let's see. Let's look at others. Oh, this is kind of, this isn't like mind-boggling, but when you like slash are attracted to someone not by choice but simultaneously hope it's mutual.
Yeah,
you hope it's mutual for sure.
Yes. One of these says someone you've liked and verbalized to someone, and that's kind of what I said, is like verbalizing it makes it kind of real, because it's not real unless you tell someone.
Being attracted to another individual but also your mind consumed by them. I'm like, I hope your mind's not consumed by anything, really. Like, they are taking up every ounce of your brain space.
This one that says someone you go out of your way to talk slash interact with. I'm like, if I have a crush on someone, I'm going out of my way to literally avoid them for some reason. Like, I'm absolutely, I can't even look you in the eye. Yeah, these are some pretty good definitions, but I will say, because all these people have such different definitions, they will have varying numbers.
Liking someone so much you blush when they just say hi.
It's awesome. That's an awesome feeling.
Okay, this one I maybe couldn't disagree with more. Requires like actually, and I don't know, as I'm reading these definitions, I'm not saying who wrote them, mm-hmm. So don't be getting offended, but requires like actual anticipation of something happening, I think. Mm. And I'm like, yeah, no, couldn't be me. But I do like that phase. I think that's an entirely different phase. I think it's a step past crush.
Yes.
My friend has said that it's being in limbo.
Yes.
And it's just like, oh, like, are we going to date? Are we not going to? Or not even like date, but like.
Even like, is this mutual?
Is this mutual? And people are kind of wondering like,
oh,
wait, does he have a crush on you too? Like, I think he might have a crush on you. Like, is something going to happen? Like, that is so fun to me.
Simultaneously fun and horrible.
It depends on how deep the stakes are for you. Yeah. For sure.
And I will say also something is like, the stakes are always deeper for me than for Remedy.
For sure.
I just feel very deeply. So in those kind of situations, I'm like, no, the stakes are high.
I also feel very deeply.
You do. You do.
I think it just, this is one of those situations where I'm like,
you're able to have so much more fun with it than I am.
Yeah.
I'm not able to have as much fun.
I would say I'm able to have so much more fun with it than like 98% of
totally.
People.
Totally. That's so true. So true. Okay. Do we want to get into some numbers?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to give some averages.
Of what question are you asking?
Of how many people have had crushes on.
Okay, how many crushes have you had in your life? We yes. polled 24 people.
24
and
people.
Asked them.
I'm going to give...
How many crushes? I'm being Steve Harvey.
Sorry.
We polled 24 people. The question we asked them was, how many crushes have you had in your lifetime?
Four girls are average... was 14.5 crushes.
Okay.
The lowest we had was 6, but we had 5 people said they had 6, which okay. is very interesting. The highest number we had was 30.
Okay.
4 boys.
Someone said hundreds.
I didn't count those.
Okay. You counted only.
I counted when
numbers.
Someone actually gave a number. If someone said 1,000, I didn't count 1,000.
Did you count, I don't know, like 50?
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe. If it was a boy, then I did.
Okay.
For the boys, the average crush that crushes the average amount of crushes that they have had in their lifetime was 24.5.
Wow.
So boys had significantly more crushes than girls. The lowest number for the boys' side was 10. The highest number was 50. But I will say, especially girls and guys' side, that 6 number, that's a very different definition of a crush than that 30 number. And that 10 number is a very different definition of a crush than that 50.
For sure.
Because that 50 was, I don't know, like 50. You didn't count. That no. 30, I don't know, like 30. You didn't count. That 6, you made a list.
For sure.
You have those named. You can name them right now.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
for sure.
That also feels significant to me, but I also feel like it's very interesting that the guy's number was higher.
Yeah.
I feel like that's pretty telling.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
I think that it seems like girls have more crushes, but I think that guys more easily can be like, yeah, I had a crush on them. Which
for sure. And girls overthink it a little bit more, like, oh, I don't know if I don't think I actually had a crush on that person.
But like if a guy felt the way that you felt about that person, they'd be like, that was for sure a crush. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
But as a girl, it's like, nah.
Yeah. So girls, honestly, probably more boys have had crushes on us than we think.
Oh, my gosh. That is so good to hear.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Hundreds have had crushes on
hundreds.
Us.
Wow. Okay.
Next question is we asked people, how many people do you think have had a crush on you? I'm interested in hearing this number, like back to back, of like what someone. So for instance, like
what, how many crushes someone has had versus how many crushes they said have had.
Yes.
People have had on them.
Yes. So someone, for instance, how many crushes have you had in your lifetime? They said 10. How many people do they think have had a crush on them? 7 that I can name.
Yeah.
Okay, another instance, 13 and 5. 5, maybe 6. And then how many people do you think have had a crush on you? 2. So the trend that I'm seeing is, which it's also because, one, you can objectively be like, yes, this is how many crushes I've had. And the other one is like, I don't know how many mm-hmm. people have had crushes on me. But I haven't gone through all of these, but I would venture to say that except for this one survey that I'm looking at right now, that most people have had more crushes than they're willing to say they think people have had a crush on them.
It takes. Yeah. You don't want to say a ton of people. You don't want to say 200 people had crushes on you except for the one person that did say 200 people.
Oh, someone said 200.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the one that said, oof, not to be that guy, but at least 50.
50.
But I think like knowing that person and knowing his, the context of his life, that's probably legitimate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't think he's even being that guy. I'm like, no, that's accurate for you to say that.
But that's sickening. 50 people out yeah. there. Oh.
Oh, man.
And it's funny because I think the guys had more crushes, and I think they also probably assumed more people had crushes on them.
For sure.
Like, they're saying people had.
Guys are always thinking yeah, girls have crushes on
they're
them.
They're saying people had crushes on them, and those girls are not counting him on their
yes.
list, you
yes.
know, which is awesome
so
to me.
True. That's amazing. This one is so sweet to me. How many have you been pursued in some way? This is off topic, but I just have to say it. I can think of 9, including my wife, smiley face.
Precious.
It's really
precious.
Sweet.
Yeah, of
really
course.
Really sweet.
We're now on the question that is, out of all of these, how many have you pursued in some way?
So 31, the highest number that someone's pursued. 31.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's like real.
I think that that's just a random number they came up with. I really do. The numbers that say like 1, 2, 3, I'm like, is that real? And it's also, maybe that's a girl. But it says, I guess people you've been pursued by, that checks out, like 1, 2, 3. But why do I have this expectation that like if you're a guy, that number should be higher than 1 or 2 or 3? Like you should have pursued more than 3 people in your life.
I would agree.
But like realistically, like you probably haven't. I love how I feel like I'm roasting all the people who very graciously and kindly filled this survey.
Like are really close.
Like I'm
friends
real, like I'm sorry,
well.
You guys, and I'm not seeing your name under. So I'm really sorry. And I'm sure it's girls who said 1, 2, and 3. I'm
oh
sure.
Oh my gosh.
And the guy said 17. They said 31. 9.
This
That's
is
awesome.
Amazing. How many crushes? Oh, I'm sorry. I keep going back to that. My brain is still on that.
What do you need to say?
I was just going to say, this is amazing. How many crushes have you had? 6. How many people do you think have had a crush on you? 12. Ha 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 ha. Question mark, question mark, question mark. Like, it's amazing. She is such a baddie. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of boys have had a crush on you.
That's awesome. Good for you. You're that girl.
You're that girl. Oh my gosh. And she would be willing to pay. I keep getting so ahead. Sorry.
Well, we can go to it.
She would be willing to pay $250.
Wow.
To see that list of 12.
Wow.
That list would be doubled if she actually saw it.
Okay. We also have some varying answers on this. Honestly, I'm kind of shocked that more people didn't say they don't want to see the list.
I know.
We got an answer of, I think this is $1 zillion. I think if my calculations are correct.
Someone said I would
sell my house
and give my retirement fund.
Yeah. I'd sell my home and really give my retirement fund. $5. I don't really want to see it. Then don't give $5. 200. 750. 26 bucks. 100. But like, you're saying 100 might do more harm than good, but then don't pay it.
Yeah, I'm keeping like, that
okay,
100.
But maybe they felt like they needed to say a number, and that's okay. Like, maybe you felt curious. This one. Seriously, 150. Don't tell my husband.
$20
or I'd put it on my Christmas list. That's good. Yeah, I don't want to know. You said 50?
I'd pay maybe $50.
Yeah, these people are really wanting.
And the way that I'm going about that is just like, if someone was like, it would have to be a bidding situation. Someone would have to come up to me and have a list of all the people and be like, would you pay $250 for this? And I'd be like, no. Mm-hmm. And then they'd have to keep going down. 100? No. 75? Mm-hmm. No. 50? Okay, I'll pay $50.
I just feel, I picture myself opening up this folded piece of paper and it just like being so different than what I thought and feeling disappointed.
Well, that is pretty in line with who I know you to be as a person. Why? So it makes sense.
Wait, why?
Because you're kind of saying just like, I don't want to be disappointed the results, so I'm not going to go there.
I'm not going to go there. And that's really fair.
Oh.
That's really fair. Why take the risk?
And you're like,
sure, $50.
Like, I can't control what's on that piece of paper, and that's kind of scary to me.
I
don't want to know.
It is telling people. You guys should ask these questions. These are good questions to ask at a dinner.
These are really good questions.
Road trip.
Yeah. Yeah, these were amazing questions. I wonder who came up with these.
I know. They're really good. You guys should use them. We'll try to find the source and we'll cite it.
It was us.
Oh.
I was joking.
I know you're joking. I'm going on with the bit.
Oh.
Libby. Knock, knock. It was us.
Which that last question, whatever. We don't have to get into the details. Like, whatever. It was us under knowing that, like, I have never had a genuine original thought in my brain ever.
Did you get that idea from somebody?
I've heard the last question before, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. That is a good question to ask.
What's been like the most fun favorite crush that you've ever had? Funny story with your crushes?
So the other day we were talking about lice. And in high school, I got lice. Okay.
And I was dumbfounded to hear that.
Yeah. I got lice in high school and I got lice in college. But in high school, this boy that I had a crush on, but I was honestly kind of embarrassed to admit that I had a crush on him, but like he was kind of my on and off crush like throughout on and off crush in middle school. And he walks up to me and he is like flirting it up. He's flirting it up with me and I'm on the phone with my mom talking about the fact that I have lice.
No, no.
And he's trying to talk to me and I'm like, I can't right now. And it's like, that probably like was the reason we didn't end up dating.
Because
I had lice and I was like, I can't.
Take this seriously, please.
And I'm like, I can't. Like, okay, bye. And like walked away. And I really missed an opportunity there.
That stinks.
I didn't want to date it. I'm glad I didn't. But yeah, that's a funny story I have. Do you have any funny stories? I'm sure I have more.
I feel like my funniest crush was in the third grade. And I've recently told this story. I don't think it was on this podcast, but I had a crush on this boy all year long. And he was like the boy to have a crush on.
Mm-hmm.
And he, for some reason, like, took a liking to me. And he would tell on me all the time in class because he would pick on me. And then I would be like, you're so stupid. Like, stop, you know, mm-hmm. being in third grade, mm-hmm. flirting with the boy. Mm-hmm. And he would tell on me. And one time he drew on me, like, with a green crown on my back. I remember that, but, like...
How did he draw on you with a green crayon? That's not possible.
No, it was crazy. He was just, like... He was just kind of being sexy, like...
Sexy? Like, third grade?
Like, we're in the middle of class, but I'm, like...
Are you being a Brooke? A kindergarten Brooke? Head in your lap?
Oh, my gosh. No, I was legitimately sitting there doing my work, and all of a sudden, he's, like... touching my back, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, it's crown. And I was like, okay.
Wow.
But then on the very last day of school, I was walking down the hallway, leaving, going to get picked up, and I hear Remedy, and I turn around, and
I've heard this,
it's him. And I'm like, what? And he's like, I like you.
Oh my god.
And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I like you too. And that was it. And I moved schools the next year.
What could have been? What's his name?
Dane.
What a good name. So sweet.
Probably in college, followed each other on social media.
Wow.
And he just got engaged.
Good for you, Dane.
Good for you. Good for her.
One that got away.
He's legitimately the one that got away from me, Dane. Aww.
Yeah, I have some funny, like, silly interactions in middle school, you know, like being silly in math class. And it's like, why do I still remember that? And like, yes. Telling my friends and then being like, wait, I think he likes you. And I was like, oh my gosh. And like, nothing ever came of it.
Nothing. One of my crushes, I believe this was probably in sixth grade. I would call him on the weekends and sing songs to him on the phone.
Yeah, that's great.
Bubbly by Colby Calais, Fireflies. Owl City. Those are the two that I remember. Is that crazy?
You're the one that got away from him. He's like, gosh. He's married now. He's like, I just, like, why do I want her to, like, sing to me? Like, I just wish someone would sing to me. I don't know where that comes from.
Me.
And he's like, wait a minute. Remedy?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty awesome.
I have plenty of embarrassing crush stories I don't want to share. Tragic.
I have some sad ones.
Some really, like, sad ones, and like really tragic, like some like deep lore if you're ever interested. But
some stuff I really had to work through.
Totally. Just looking at the names again.
One of the boys on this list, on Libby's list, is also on my list.
Yeah.
Which is fun for us.
Only one. Yeah. Which is honestly like really like that's huge.
Mm-hmm. I don't really think we have the same type.
No, we don't. That was the only overlap.
Yeah. Which, praise God. So anyways, ask your friends these questions. Answer these questions for yourself.
Yeah.
Really think about what a crush means to you.
Make the list of names.
Uh-huh.
Because actually, I want you to actually count.
For sure. And if you want to text us after, then text us.
Please do. Please do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe next time we'll have a house. Next time we're talking.
Wow, we might. And hopefully next time I'm not in excruciating pain.
Or... she's gone to the ER with Monty.
I ain't going to that ER.
Oh, next time we talk, I'll have a strawberry tattoo.
Oh, yeah. You shall have a new tat.
Okay. Well, this was fun.
This was fun.
We could sit and chat about crushes forever. It's natural as breathing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I have to go. I'm in so much pain. It's like too much pain. Okay. Bye.
Bye.